This show is not for the easily offended. So if you are easily offended, go listen to something else. Hello and welcome to Noise Box. Noise Box can be found at noisebox.com, box spelled two X's. I hate driving during the day because I live in the suburbs, alright? And I spent most of my life living in the city, you know. Out of my 46 years, I'd have to say at least 32 of them were spent living inside of a city. You know what? No. Take that back. Maybe it's closer to just 30. Anyway, certain habits die really, really hard. For example, my car is totally legal. Totally. Only thing I have problematic is with my turn signals. I have like a messed up gear shifting on the wheel. I don't know what it's called. The steering wheel part. I go to flip the turn signals one way or the other, and if I go all the way, it won't work. But if I hit it just before it locks, they will work. It's really weird, but that's just how it is. I can't even really explain it. It's one of these things you actually have to see. But that's the only thing wrong with my car. I don't have any outstanding warrants. There's nothing wrong with me. I'm not carrying any drugs, illegal, or even my prescription medicine. I have nothing on me, right? I don't have large amounts of cash on me. Totally legal, just a regular old man in the suburbs riding around. Stopped at a red light. And in front of me is a police car. And right behind me is a police car. And immediately my stress level went up. I can feel myself getting more stressed and more anxious. Even though, like I said, I'm totally legal. You know, that's just, man, oh man. I feel that people who don't have to go through this kind of thing are some of the luckiest people in the world, because, you know, either you have that particular privilege in your life, or you just don't know any better. Uh-oh. Hold on. I gotta turn. I gotta use both hands. Alright. Now, when I turn, it's because one of my hands actually has to hold on to the turn signal thing. Because remember, I just explained how it won't sometimes act right. Anyway, so either you have an enormous amount of privilege, or you just have an enormous amount of naive beliefs in the fact that the system will work to the betterment of all, when, let's face it, it doesn't. And I don't even know why I really want to share it. Maybe it's because I've watched the movie After Earth, which is a science fiction movie directed by M. Night Shyamalan. To me, it's probably his best movie since Unbreakable. I haven't been a fan of his later works. But I like this one. And it starred Will Smith and his son, Jaden, as a father and son who crash land on the abandoned planet of Earth, and they have to basically rescue themselves. Well, they have to get to a place where they can call a ship. And everybody, I just keep reading all these horrible reviews and just people just really just ragging on it, you know. It won a multiple Razzies for being just a horrible movie. But there's certain people I've heard who actually liked the movie, you know. These are people whose opinions I respect on a number of occasions. But this is like one of the few times they've actually talked about movies, and especially movies that everybody else didn't like that they liked, and they told me why. And it's just there's nothing really offensive about it. And these guys are more politically oriented than a lot of my other friends on Facebook. So I wanted to check it out, especially since I read like earlier that morning another bad review about After Earth. So I said, you know, I gotta check this out. I looked on HBO on demand, it wasn't there. I looked on Showtime on demand, it wasn't there. I looked on Encore on demand, it wasn't there. I looked on Stars on demand, and boop, there it was. So I watched it in HD. And I liked it. And I know just from watching that movie why a lot of people didn't like it. There are three big reasons why. Because I even read like the Wikipedia, and it was the response to it, and the response was overwhelmingly negative. People said that it was unoriginal. Hollywood has an unoriginal idea, but nobody had a problem with the special effects, with the acting, or with the story. So I'm watching it, and I'm trying to figure out why so many people disliked it. And it seemed really... it seemed really apparent to me that the reason they didn't like it is, number one, it's an M. Night Shyamalan movie, and it's just fashionable to hate on him. Number two, this is one of the few movies that I've seen where Will Smith is not playing a real person, and he is at the same time not doing some variation of his character from The Fresh Prince. He's not playing the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air all grown up in different situations like he usually does. Okay, if he's not playing Muhammad Ali or the guy from Pursuit of Happiness or the guy from 6 Degrees of Separation, then he's usually playing his younger self in different roles, whether it's as a man in black, whether it's a fighter pilot on Independence Day, whether it's Hitch. You just see what I'm saying? I'm not saying that he's bad in any of these roles, but there's always a certain degree of familiarity. And it can all go back to his Fresh Prince persona. But this movie, he's not. You know? he's a unique character for him. Okay, we've seen characters like this played by people like Denzel Washington, because the character reminded me a lot of Lincoln Rhyme from the Bone Collector, the movie, not the book. The movie and the book, very different. Especially with the way he's saying, okay, well, I need you to do this, I need you to do that. Have you seen the movie? You know what I'm talking about. And so we've seen this type of character before. It's not a new character. It's not an unoriginal character, because we've never seen Will Smith play this type of character. So I'm just trying to think, what is this unoriginality? And it's not a sense of unoriginality, but there is something very unique about this movie that I've noticed. Okay? And that this movie doesn't really rely on a white savior. Okay? Most movies that have black people in them, I have to say, like the overwhelming majority of movies that have black people in them, there's some sort of white guy who has to save the day. And that's not the case in this movie. If you've ever seen, there was somebody who brought up, anytime you see a jazz man or a blues man in a movie, somebody white has to save him from himself, you know, from his demons. Round Midnight, Bird, Crossroads, they all had the same sort of thing where, yeah, this is some like really cool black guy who has everything all straight in his life. You know, he's some sort of an icon, but no, I'm just saying he had his all straight in his life because he doesn't. But he's some sort of an icon that people look up to, but his real life is all fucked up and he needs some white guy to save him from himself. You know? Or in Men in Black, Jay is running around not knowing what the hell is going on until he's rescued by Kay. You know, I mean, stuff like that. And in this movie, it's not that. In fact, in this movie, there are very few white people, you know? And so I think that's the type of stuff that the critics either picked up on and didn't want to talk about, or they didn't pick up on it, but they knew something just wasn't right about this movie and they couldn't figure out why. I watched it and I figured out why really early in the movie, all right? Because white guys weren't also portrayed as being the bad guy. You know, it's very rare in movies where you have black people and white people and the black people are the ones who are self-sufficient and the white guys are not shown as villains. You know what I mean? Anyway, so that's how I saw the movie. And maybe that because I have that on my mind, you know, the fact that, anyway, I'm just going to just leave it there. But maybe that's why I was just so apprehensive of being trapped between two white cops out in the suburbs. Anyway, thanks for listening, and I will be back soon with another episode.